Blog Talk Radio. Sorry about that, guys. My mic was actually on mute. Johnny, are you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. Sorry about that, man. I have my daughter in here, and I had to tell her something that I put on mute. Didn't even realize it. All right. Thank you for joining us, everyone. You're listening to Onyx Nights Paranormal Radio. I'm your host, Brian Sons, also known as Onyx. I've got with me tonight Johnny Holmes, a good friend of mine. Johnny and I, tonight we're going to be talking about our expedition that we had out there around Falk, Arkansas, in the Sulphur River Bottoms area. We tried to get a show live to you guys last week from Falk while we were there, but with internet service being so bad, and then also I would have had to use my phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot, but my phone was roaming, so it was dying every, what, Johnny, like 15 minutes or so. It was dead.
Yeah.
So
plus there was a massive thunderstorm going on at the time.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been feasible at all. A great time. We had a great time out there. By the time it was over with, you know, we had what do you think, Johnny? About 15 people, maybe more, out there at one at one particular time. It started out with me arriving over there, over in Texarkana, Johnny picking me up. We went to IHOP, ate a little bit of breakfast, and then from there, we kind of rode around a little bit. And you showed me a couple of spots, the boat ramp area that we went to was really interesting. Yeah, I know. I mean, there's a lot of places that we really didn't get to go to. And you know, this is 3:30 in the morning. So we get back to camp, sit around, talk a little bit, meet a couple of people, and go to bed, wide awake an hour, maybe 2 hours later. And shortly later that day, Brian Empey has showed up, and we all went to Monster Mart. That was awesome. That blew my mind. Being in there were so many different things that I really wanted. You know, I was able to pick up a t-shirt from a little girl and a coffee mug for myself, and of course I've got to get the shot glass from my girlfriend who collects them. Yeah, Brian Empey's texting me. But, you know, I really wanted to get a t-shirt for myself, but they didn't have – I wanted the exact same kind that I got from a little girl, but they didn't have it in my size. But, I mean, just being there, for me, being there was awesome. I mean, I was super, super excited about it. And I was –
Yeah,
What's that?
You kind of feel – like you're part of history when you're there, I think.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that movie is just iconic, and I think, you know, for anybody in this particular field, any researcher, to be out there of all places doing it. I mean, you know, there's only a few places in the world that are so iconic, and that was one of them. You know, it's kind of a bucket list type thing, and it's something that I'll never forget. You know, for me, it was a lot of excitement. For you, I mean, you've been before. You guys, you know, go pretty often. So I guess you guys are kind of used to it by now. You know, you're kind of like, oh, you know, we're in Falk. You know, because you guys were like. Just really laid back, and I'm like, man, what the hell? I'm over here, you know, chomping at the bit and bouncing off the walls, and you know, and you guys are just really laid back about it, and I'm like, hell, man, I'd still be excited. But you know, we went there. We went also to the accident. That was a Sulphur River we went to that day, right? Whenever me and Michael Hall and Brian Impey walked, and you went underneath the bridge. Was that the Sulphur River right there?
Yeah, that was Sulphur River.
Okay. Yeah,
we were camped close to Sulphur River too.
Well, we went walking. I thought I was in the truck. I was doing something or another, and I look up and I see the back of Ryan Impey and Michael Hall going down the trail, and I thought that you were in front of them. So I'm like, well, they're going that way. I'm going to go that way, you know. So I'm walking. I'm like, well, where's Johnny? Like, well, he's not. He went the other way, and I'm like, well, hell, you know, I'm already halfway into the woods. I'm like, you know. I guess I'll keep walking. So we went back their ways, and you know, that would have been another good location to investigate on a night investigation back down those trails. I mean, you know, the thing that I loved most about it was getting to meet everyone and interact with everyone, and seeing how everyone is. And I mean, you saw me, man. I'm balls to the walls. I'll get out there in the middle of the woods, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in fact, you told me at one point in time that exactly how I am is exactly how I was, you know. I love being out there. I love being in the woods. I don't have that fear level that should be there. And
too, I was there from Tuesday till Sunday, and you were there from Wednesday till Sunday, and there was at least, you know, we didn't ever go back to that spot by the river you were just talking about. Plus, I was going to take y'all to where my brother Doyle had his sighting, and we never made it over there, and never made it to where I got my footprint. So we could be there for 2 weeks and still not investigate all the area over there, I think.
And I will tell you guys, listen, I don't talk this much in person. This is probably the most I talk at one particular time. But, David Ford, the producer and star of Something in the Woods, he came out there, he showed up. And him, Brian Impey and Michael Hall, we found this field, first of all. We found this field way back, probably, about a mile or so away from us, very near a boat ramp, and there's a river that runs through there. We found it during the day.
That, too, is the Sulphur River.
We found it during the day. Me and Michael Hall and Brian Impey rode back there. I was in the back of the truck. And if you remember right, I was having a lot of pain with my shoulder. And then Brian Impey, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, Brian Impey hit a bump. And instinctively, I reached. And there's a reason I'm saying this, because I just went to the doctor yesterday. I instinctively reached to grab myself to keep myself from falling. And when I did, it was so painful. I told you about it. But after that, the pain eased off. And yesterday when I went to the doctor, I got to have another surgery on the 23rd. I don't know if I told you or not. But when I went to the doctor yesterday, I mentioned that to him. And basically he said what I did when I jerked like that was I stretched out a lot of the scar tissue, which allowed it more flexibility. That's why the pain eased up. So, you know, maybe I should thank Brian Impey, because He made the rest of the trip there a little bit more bearable for me, as far as shoulder, inadvertently, but yeah, as far as shoulder pain goes. And hell, if I'd have known that, I'd have gotten the back of the truck with Impey, you know, a lot sooner. So
yeah.
So we that night, Michael Hall, Brian Impey, and David Ford, they go out to this particular field, while me, you, and Tammy Mathis were going to walk from the camp to that field. So we set out from camp, and we don't get too far when we hear that first wood knock out there.
Yeah.
And that was back kind of the direction towards camp. And then, you know, we continued our walk. You know, we hear little sounds. Naturally, when you're in the woods, you hear little sounds here and there. But, you know, you can't really contribute it to in this case, Sasquatch. You know, we get out there with those guys, and that was actually after the storm, right? Yeah, because the trail in there was muddy, and the mud was sticking to our boots. Yeah, that was after the storm.
Yeah, and that would have been on Thursday night because the storms were on Thursday night. I don't remember what we did Wednesday night off the top of my head, but
I'm not recalling either, man. Well, I remember I was bone dead tired,
and I
was
I was
running around like a zombie Wednesday night, and maybe that's why I'm not. Oh wait. I think that was the night that me and Michael and Brian went down to the boat ramp. Yeah, it was. And we sat in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
And I kept telling them.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were having a conversation. I kept telling them, y'all hear that? No. Do y'all hear that? No. And at one point I was like, well, shut up. But yeah, that was that night. Thursday night was the night we went back to the field, and that was after that storm. The storm came through. It was that cold front. It was so bad it ran us. You know, we went up there to the main pavilion, where it's a little bit safer. But so, I mean, we go back there. We're walking back there. Me, you, and Tammy, and we're meeting Brian, Michael, and David. So we're all out there,
yep.
And we're walking. David and Michael and them, they had already set up this the game cam, and David told me they put a can of sardines and an apple. So we're kind of walking around this field, and this field is pretty huge. I mean, I was impressed. And what it is a gas pipeline, Johnny?
Yeah.
But man,
it was closed.
It was so
closed
wide.
Pipeline.
It was so wide. I've never seen a pipeline right away that wide. I mean, this thing, it was like a football field wide. So
yeah,
we're standing,
pretty much.
We're standing on one side, and all of a sudden we hear something just crash over on the other side of the field. And I remember I look at y'all, and it was you, Michael, and Tammy, and your eyes are real big, and you're like, holy crap! And I was like, well, what are we gonna do? I'm like, we're gonna go over there and see what it was, and y'all are just looking at me like, So you know, David Ford and I, we walked over there. We didn't really. Once we got over there, we didn't really see or hear anything. You know, we did have kind of the creepy feeling, of course, but, you know, I can't say that's Sasquatch. You know, didn't really see or hear anything. So we came back with you guys, and y'all left. You took David's vehicle back to camp. You and Tammy and me and Michael and David walked, you know, on the gravel road back, and didn't really have too much going on then. So we get back to camp. That day passes, then it's Friday. We're, you know, during the day, we're all kind of trying to come up with game plans around camp, scouting out a couple little areas here and there. And then Friday night, they all want to go to the field. But you wanted to go to a different location. Tell us about that location,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah. Well, that's the location where I had my first vocals, I guess, that got me into this in the first place.
And what type of vocal was that you had over there?
It was sort of a long howl, kind of a start at the bottom and rise up, kind of like a siren. And I heard that and heard it answered by two others. And heard it three times all together to get farther away. That was last year. But it's a very squatchy area over there, so we'd like to go over there at least once every time we go. And
there's
usually
word.
Get some kind of activity over there. But that's where
on,
I wanted to go.
Hold on one moment. Get all these clothes and pick them up. Stop throwing them all over. No, not just a minute. Right now, please. So, sorry about that. So we, it was beneficial that we went out there. You know, I went. It was me and Johnny. We went out there and we're sitting in the truck, and we were blasting through your stereo of your truck. We were blasting Sasquatch sounds. We sat in the truck with the windows up, and we're sitting here going through all these different sounds and trying to determine which one we think would be best. And we picked one that was pretty high-pitched. Bruce with Texla, he had it right. I can't think of Bruce's last name, but he gave us –
He gave us the audio to let us use while we were over there.
Right, right. So we are sitting there, we got the windows up, and it was a bright moon. I'm getting out of the truck every once in a while.
Now, before we did any call blasting, we got some sounds.
Yeah. Thank you for because I'm trying to remember everything in a sequence, and it's not exactly working out. When we first got to the location, we're sitting in a truck, and we hear you're going to hear it in a minute. It's the same exact sound, but it was right on us. It was right inside the tree line next to us. We hear this sound, and we hear a dog barking at whatever's making this sound. And I say that because a little bit later, we caught the same sound. And when we first got there, the audio wasn't on. And we just pulled up. And
just turned the motor off of the truck.
Yeah, by the time I got that audio on, all I picked up was the dog. But little bit after we did the call blast, we got the sound again. We're sitting there talking, and I'm trying to get Johnny, you know, to walk around outside the truck a little bit, and I can understand his hesitation on that. But at this point, I was telling him, the only thing they're going to really do is try to scare you with noise and stuff like that. Anyway, listen, Johnny, I'm going to play the audio.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll come through loud enough that everyone could hear what's going on. All right. Now, it started out low. I turned it up a little bit. I've got to do a little bit more cleaning up on it. I'm going to go ahead and play it again. Now, remember, we heard this when we first got there, right next to us. And then it moved, probably about 3/4 mile away and started making these calls again. I'm going to play it one more time at full volume. And I apologize for the crickets and stuff. I'm going to try to find someone to clean it up a little bit better than what it is. Now, Johnny, you were there, so you know what I said.
Yeah, I know what you said.
The only editing that was done on this was me cutting out myself cursing. I was real excited. We laughed about it at camp. I was real excited, and I said, "That's an effing Bigfoot." But you know, of course, I used the expletive. So that's the only part that was edited out. It was pretty exciting. It was pretty intense because the sound that we blasted was pretty similar to the same sound that we got back. And if you listen to this clip that I just played, if you listen to it with headphones, earbuds, you can actually hear that same dog come in on top of that last call. So,
yeah,
Johnny and
we need to try to clean it up. Those crickets out. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we still have a ton of audio to listen to and to go over from out there. Johnny and I would originally wonder what happened to the dog. Where'd the dog go? But listening to it the other day, the dog's still there. It followed this thing and was barking out, presumably at a distance from it, I'm sure. But you could hear that dog bark over the scream or howl or whatever, you know, it is that it was doing. And, yeah, we were pretty excited about it. This was about what, Johnny, about 11, maybe 12, somewhere in between there.
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
And
pretty much full moon, too.
Oh, yeah. Another thing that was going on was in this area where we're parked, there's tanks, old oil well tanks or something like that. Something, and Johnny, I caught this all on audio, man. Something, you could hear the rocks hitting these tanks while we were out
there.
Yeah,
we didn't hear that next night.
No. And so we get back to camp. And we're all excited. Excuse me. And I play the audio. I let everybody listen to it. And they're like, holy cow, holy cow, holy cow. So the next night, they didn't have too much luck over at the field. That's where they were while Johnny and I were at this particular location. They didn't have too much luck over at the field. I assume because the wind was still kind of blowing a pretty good bit. And coming across that field, you know, I could see where every, you know, animal-wise would be hunkered down. So the next night, naturally, everybody wants to go to the location that Johnny and I were at, that Johnny and I got the calls. So everybody loads up, and we're three trucks deep going down the gravel road back to this. It's a cul-de-sac at the end of the gravel road. And, you know, we get out there, and there is, hell, Johnny, what, about seven people, maybe more? Seven or eight people.
Yeah, about eight of them.
So we're all out there. We got the parabolic going. And we're all kind of standing around, and I decide, you know what? Well, at first I wanted to get dropped off down that road, you know, and walk my way to you guys, but we weren't quite sure as far as how far where I wanted to get dropped off was from where you guys was. In other words, I didn't want to get dropped off 5 miles away from them. So, and then have a hellacious walk. So, not that it hasn't been done before, but, you know, this particular night, I wasn't, you know, wasn't really feeling it. It was kind of chilly. So you guys drove on back there. I get out, and I walk from there, and I say, you know what, I'm just going to walk up the road to the area that I think the calls were coming from. So Damon, he decided he wanted to walk with me. So he and I walked, didn't really use our headlamps. You know, we're walking by moonlight. That's how bright it was. And, you know, we get out there, and I'm radioing back to you. to do some call.
That was actually Damon's son that went with you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mason. You're right. Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Damon's son Mason that went with me. I keep getting their names confused. But he went out there with me, and we're sitting out there. And we had to come back and forth a couple of times because we get out there and find out that Mason actually has the audio for a sound blasting on him, on his phone. So we have to walk all the way back and give the phone to you guys and then walk back again. So, you know, we're out there and I get you to do this. And let me tell you something, man. Those call blasts sound so eerie from a distance, you know. And I'm out there and I'm doing the manual back to you. And you said that mine sounded wild as hell coming back. But, I mean, the blasts themselves sounded eerie going through those woods. And what was weird was it sounded like it was coming from a different location than I knew you guys to be. You know, traveling through the woods. And I think we were at a curve that we didn't even realize. But we're doing, you guys are doing the mechanical on your truck. I'm doing the manual. We don't get too much going on. I mean, we have, we hear, you know, crunching every once in a while, something walking around us out there. But for the most part, it was it. Of course, we didn't stay out as long as I would have liked to stay out. There was a young girl with us, I think what, Brian's daughter? Yeah. And she was getting cold, so we packed it in so she wouldn't get sick.
But another reason, too, was we had that pump going, and it was drowning out pretty much everything.
That's right. There was
we didn't have that Friday night when just me and you were there. That thing wasn't running.
That's right. Did we ever find out what that was? It was just a loud humming, like some factory or machine or something.
Yeah, you remember that road that I showed you and I said there's an oil well down that road?
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Because, it was significantly loud. Compared to the first night when you and I were out there, it was dead quiet.
Yeah.
So, we get back to the camp, and, I guess everybody is kind of tired at that point. I want to go back out to the field and sit out there. But the only reason I didn't go out there by myself was because there was a ton of hog tracks all around the camp, you know. And here, you know, I can go out anywhere I want. I don't have to worry about hogs. But over there, I mean, that little trench right there on the the border of the camp, there was just a buttload of hog tracks right there.
Yeah.
And you know, I really didn't want to deal with any hogs on my own. A Sasquatch, yeah, I can handle that, you know, no problem. But hogs is different, you know. That's a little bit different scenario there. I haven't had too much experience as far as they go. But, everybody turned in, we had the campfire going I'm jumping all over the place with this story. I know I am because, I mean, at one point we had a tree fall at the edge of the camp, just very slowly and very loud. Could it have been due to rain? Yeah, I just don't see where we got that much rain to make that whole tree fall like that. But again, we can't go and say, oh, it's a Sasquatch. We had wood knocks all around camp. We had coyote hollering all around camp. We had cows in the distance going crazy. All right, I hear you.
Yeah, I know where those cows were.
My little girl's moving. But at one point, after you guys went to bed, there was one cow that came a lot closer than what you guys had heard when you were awake. It was pretty loud, pretty close. I was hearing, I heard two or three different tree knocks in different, you know, different locations around the camp. I heard what sound like if you were to step on an old rotten log and it crunched underneath your foot. That's pretty much what I heard. I stayed up for two and a half hours after everyone else went to bed, sitting there at the fire. And let me tell you, it got creepy and it got dark. That particular night. And eventually I was like, you know what, you and I had put audio hanging out. A couple of other guys had audio. You had a game cam. By the way, did you find anything on that game cam?
It's got 10 pictures on it, but I haven't downloaded them yet.
Oh, I'm anxious to see what that would be. Chances are someone going to the shitter. Just our luck. Someone going back there to use the restroom. But, I think there was another game cam, too. Didn't Damon put out a game cam?
I don't know if he did or not. He went back on Sunday before when we were packing up to leave. He went back in that tree line behind the camp and got something, so that he may have.
Yeah, Damon, if you're listening, give us a call in. It's 323-580-5703. 323-580-5703. So, I know that you still have a lot of audio. I know the other guys still have a lot of audio. I still have a lot of audio to go over. But the reason this one stood out was because you and I heard this while we were there in person. So we knew instantly that we had something.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
And I logged that. I tagged that. But you know what, Johnny? I mentioned this while we're out there, that if we had a boat, we could have got across the lake. You remember the area? It was on the other side of the water, even when you and I were walking back there. And it had all those cypress trees and just flat kind of a mud bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always thought there's things back there.
I originally thought that was an island, but just today I was thinking about it. And that's where that field is. That field runs through there, right?
I think so, eventually. Now, a lot of those trees are in the water because Greg went back there one time in a kayak, and he was in the water the whole time. So, but it does eventually, according to Google, at least, it runs into land somewhere, and I'm pretty sure it's where that field is.
So maybe we could have walked down that field all the way and eventually got to those areas.
If we'd have walked that field the whole length, we would have eventually came to that road that went to that first boat ramp y'all went to on Wednesday night.
Oh, really?
It goes that long.
So it doesn't come straight back towards the camp?
Well, behind it. If you went from where we were camped straight back and kept walking, you'd eventually run into it.
Oh, okay, so it kind of goes at an angle.
Yeah, sort of. It goes straight for a long way, and then it turns off to sort of to the, if you're looking at it from above, it kind of turns off to the bottom. I mean, if it's running from left to right, it kind of goes.
When me and Imp and Michael Hall went back there in the truck, we went a certain ways, but then if maybe it was just brown grass, but it looked almost like wet. You know, like if we'd kept driving, we'd wind up in bog or marsh.
Yeah.
So that's
well, you know where that gun range was? Right past that gun range, that big area. At that point, it has power lines running down the middle of it, but it's the same field. So if you walk from there till it ended, you'd end up in the Sulphur River over there by where we were.
I don't know how I forgot the gun range. There was a gun range in the back of where we were camped at. I don't know how far it is. I mean, Johnny, you may know how far it was away from us, but every morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, that was our alarm clock. The guns, it scared the shit out of me the first morning. In fact, you know, that was the night I came in. And, yeah, I was wide awake, excuse me, an hour or two after falling asleep to the sound of gunshots. And nobody forewarned me that there was a gun range back there. I'm thinking we got some deliverance shit going on and, you know, some rednecks are coming to shoot us or something. But, yeah, I mean, and these guns, I mean, at some points it sounded like cannons going off.
Yeah.
There was some really loud ones.
You'd get like 3 regular gun shots and then a cannon shot.
And this would go on pretty much all day until sundown. You know, and eventually you just kind of get used to it. And you know, it's like, you know, no big deal. You kind of ignore it. But that first morning, it scared the crap out of me. I'm like, what the hell I done got into? Hearing all those gunshots right behind us. But, you know, it was, and then, you know, just being there, for me, just being there alone was thrilling and exciting. You know, naturally, there's other places around there that I would have loved to have gone and loved to have gotten that night. But this was the initial, you know, get together and feel things out type of situation. And I had a blast, man. I thank you so much for, you know, for everything.
Yeah, no problem, man. It was good times.
And,
I was really surprised that we usually, when it's just my team goes out there, usually have some kind of activity in the camp. I didn't really think we were going to this time because of the number of people. And it wasn't just at our camp, but there were other people camping other places in the park. So I didn't think we'd have much, but Saturday night was pretty active.
Yeah, I found out Owen. Because we were out there. When we were out, it's just so weird, man. It's the curse of Impey. Yeah, we were out guys, it's a running joke. Every time Brian Impey goes, we don't have anything. But when he's not there, we usually have something going. So he was with us that night back at the towers. I mean, at the wells, and we weren't getting anything. But at camp, they had activity going on. We get back to camp, it's kind of like, okay, where's it? You know. So yeah, it's. And I know he's listening right now. He's probably laughing his ass off. It's the curse of Impey. He'll even tell you that himself.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on. My little girl was jumping in her bed and hit her head. Now she's acting surprised. Well, that's what happens when you jump in your bed. She's wanting to be stuck with me. So, you know, are you okay? So, yeah, we got to, you know, this is our first real get-together, and hopefully we can plan another one in the future. I want to get you guys over here. We're actually going camping this weekend back to the area where, you know, I had all the howls and those weird screams that night.
Yeah, it would be cool if we could set something up like this for once a year, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, kind of an annual type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and nothing's perfect. You know, there's always snags and everything, but for the most part, everything went over pretty well. Yeah, Owen Carpenter, I found out he was out there. He wasn't in the same area as us, but he was out there doing some research over around Falk too, that the same weekend.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook out there somewhere.
And hell, if I'd have known that, we could all got together and, you know, slot stories and did, you know, did all that. But there'll be other times, you know. Oh, the day that I left, I was fortunate enough to spend some time with Brian Empey and his family, and I'm really thankful to them for you know all their hospitality as well. But that day, we went to visit Smokey Crabtree. And that was a great, great experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. And it's something that, you know, I'll always remember and be thankful to Brian for.
Yeah, Smokey's a rock star in our world.
Well, we wanted to spend some time with him, but unfortunately he was actually sick that day, so he wasn't really up to company. He was just kind enough to, you know, talk a little bit and take a picture, and I was grateful for that.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. I got to meet him in April.
So. Oh, the bus ride home? Yeah, that was about as interesting as being out there. In the field, you know, there was some skank and some dude got busted for getting their groove on in the bathroom at the Memphis bus terminal. It's crazy, man. I mean, you see as much strange characters in those, you know, at those bus stations than you ever see out there in the woods. And you know, I think I told you like the first day I was there or the next day that I'm more comfortable and feel safer out there in the woods at night by myself than, you know, dealing with the bus terminals. But
I slept for 2 days when I got home.
Do what now?
I think I slept for 2 days when I got home.
Oh, I was pretty much the same way. I'm still trying to, I don't know. You know, David Ford, a great guy. I was fortunate to spend a lot of time with him, just he and I out there in the field. But he's a great guy. He was sick as a dog. He got sick. He had a real bad sinus or cold going on. And, I mean, you know, that last day he was there, he looked like a walking zombie, man. And I think I might have picked up a little bit of that because I've been kind of coping with a little bit of it after since I've been home and still trying to catch up on rest and, you know, the whole getting back on a regular schedule.
Michael Hall's not feeling too high either when he got home. So.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. That's what he was telling me. Yeah, you saw how little sleep I got when I was out there. I was wired, man. I was just like running on fumes, just, you know, the whole just excitement of being there alone had me pumped. Had that adrenaline going. And I love being in the woods. I love it so much. I love the whole camping experience. And you suck, Johnny. You suck because you showed me a lot of camping stuff that I don't have that I really need to get. of course, then again, that's not really roughing it. I mean, Johnny had, you may have had the MTV Cribs of camping set up going out there.
I never said I was roughing it. Just said I'm going out there to do some investigating.
And oh my God, you know, a funny story. I got to share this story. The day before I left, I messaged Brian Empey. I think I messaged you too, Johnny. And I was asking about shower facilities. And Brian Empey's like, "Oh, there's a lake." Okay, no problem. You know, I've washed up in a lake before. It's no problem. So I get there, and this lake is green. It's covered with some type of algae mold, you know, and it just looks like the place that you know you'd see in a horror movie. Something reach out and grab you, and So there wasn't no there wasn't any walking down to the lake to wash up. And let me tell you something. Thank God for cologne and Under Armour deodorant. Because I think everybody was needing it by the time we left. Thank God for that stuff, man. And that one night, man, that one night, what it was it Thursday or Friday when it got really cold? Sorry, guys, I'm really beat. Thursday or Friday, Johnny, when it got really cold?
I think it was Friday. Yeah, Friday night, Saturday morning was really cold.
Oh,
it Saturday was... night Saturday wasn't as cold, but it was cold too. So.
Yeah, because I mean, it got really cold. Yeah, it was. You're right. It was Friday night. It got really cold Friday night, and I was sleeping, and I, without even thinking about it, threw my head into the sleeping bag so that my breath would keep me warm. Well, went and dried out my sinuses, and I woke up with my sinuses hurting the next morning, and I think that may have let some of maybe whatever David had get in. Because I mean, yeah. when I got home, man, the first thing I did was take me some medicine, take me some Alka-Seltzer, cough and cold. I mean, I was doping up on whatever cold medicine I could get because I could feel it, you know. And even now, I kind of got a stuffy nose, but. That was the only cold night that we had. I mean, Saturday, I was fine Saturday night. I felt good Saturday night.
Yeah, I felt bad for David because he wanted to be out there so bad and he was just so sick.
Oh, I know. And thankfully, the times when he was able to go out, when we went out like that day, I mean, it was fun. We had a lot of fun when we were out there. You know, we found some clearings that we wanted to go and set up some kind of chairs in over there by the field. Because, you know, you can't tell from the field, but there's a berm, you know, a area of foliage. And then on the other side of that foliage, it's clear, man. And it looks like almost a hog walla.
Yeah.
But we were hoping, and a lot of trees with low branches that we had already planted out. You know, we're going to go out there, we're going to sit at night. Worst case scenario, we get some hogs come through. At least the trees, we can climb them easily and get up in the tree, you know?
Yeah.
We had it all planned out, but then, you know, he got to feeling much worse, and he didn't want to go out there. It wasn't really cold like Friday night, but it was still kind of cool. He didn't want to make his cold worse. And what was weird was the day before, I was grabbing a water bottle and pouring it on my head and on my shirt. It was so muggy and hot.
Yep.
And, you know, I got to admit, though, I'd rather be cold than hot any day. You know. When you're cold, you can always throw on more layers or make a fire or do whatever you got to do to get warm. When it's hot, I mean, you're just screwed. Yeah. But I really enjoyed it, man. You know, I love camping. I love that whole camping experience. Yeah, it was great. I sit here and I wonder, you know, if there's, you know, and I'm sure you do too, John. You go over in your head if there's anything that we could have done differently that would have maybe increased our chances. We had a lot of people in the camp. I think that may be a factor as to why something didn't come in closer to camp. I mean, hell, we had, what, five, six tents at one particular time. There was, yeah, I think like five tents.
Everybody that ended up being there was there Saturday night. We had more activity Saturday night than usually the other night.
Yeah.
In camp, at least.
Well, on the outs, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe all the people there's, you know, got its attention and made it want to come in. I don't have the answers, you know. But, you know, we're sitting here, I'm sitting here talking like that, but we got this audio that I just played. You know, there's a lot of people that go out there for longer periods of time and they don't even get that. You know, of course, the audio wasn't there around camp, but we still have all that, all those mics and recordings and stuff to review. So we may, who knows, hell, we may have picked something up after we went to bed. I tried to listen to some of it on my bus ride home, but that Monsters and Mysteries in America episode with the Wendigo where the guy goes crazy on the bus, yeah, that kept flashing in my head.
Yep.
So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna take these earplugs out so, you know, if someone does freak out, at least I can hear them. Yeah, that, yeah. Well, you know, luckily I don't go anywhere unarmed. But that episode really kind of rang in my head this whole trip. But yeah, man, I haven't heard too much from you guys, you know, and I'm like, damn, is everybody recuperating or are they still alive or still kicking or what, you know?
Yeah, it's been kind of laying around since I got back. I hadn't even been on Facebook.
That's pretty much the same for me. And, you know, for me, I think, I mean, believe me, dude, because I got home about 9 or 10, and my little girl was in school. And so I slept for a couple of hours while I could. And then I met her on the bus, and, I mean, she ran to me just screaming the whole way, happy. And, yeah, it's a... But, yeah, it's, you know, it for me, I'm still trying to get used to being back home, you know.
Yeah.
And it's weird because sometimes, you know, sometimes it might take getting away to appreciate what you had. You know, we had Tesla out there also, which I didn't know at the time that Bruce was a part of that. I didn't find out until, you know, probably a day or two before we left. And this guy has got some equipment that'll make any Bigfoot researcher drool. You know, I was lucky that, yeah. You know, I was lucky to get a mic from him. I got a mic from you as well, and Damon got me a mic from Bruce, and you gave me a case, which even my little girl was like, that is cool, and I probably will go and make use of that tonight. I'm thinking about going out there and setting it up, guys. I feel like butt crack tonight, man. I don't know if you guys can tell. I've got a little bit of and just feel drained. I don't know about you, Johnny, but I just feel drained since getting back.
I haven't been really sick or anything. I've just been tired.
Well, I'm not sick. Well, I mean, you've heard me coughing while being on the show. I'm not sick, but I can feel that I probably will be soon. You know what I'm talking about? That feeling you get where you know that you're probably going to come down with something.
Yeah.
Before too long. But next week, guys, tomorrow night, the show Monsters Underground comes back on. I think it's Destination America. Either Destination America or Discovery. I can't really recall. But anyway, that's coming back on tomorrow night. Make sure and watch it because next week we're going to have Bill Brock and Jeremy Bates from that show as guests. Bill and I are pretty good friends. I'm going to have those. I'm going to have Jeremy and Bill from Monsters Underground on the air live with me. And I apologize for the show tonight. You know, we didn't really, we just wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about what all happened over in Falk and how that, excuse me, and how that went. And give you guys an update. We were going to do it live from Falk, but the issues we had, and then, you know, I mean, really what would we have talked about? Just, hey, you know, we're here. Nothing's really happened yet. You know, it'd have been kind of, you know, we'd all been sitting around camps with everybody on their phones talking about Falk. So, you know, we decided, you know what, why not wait till after we go out there and then do the update and tell people how everything goes and how everything went. And So far, we still have a lot of evidence to review and to go over, but so far, the audio that I just played that Johnny and I were able to catch, as far as I know, is one of the best that we've got. Now, I've gotten all the tree knocks. I've gotten the tree falling. I think it was Damon that got the tree falling. But we've got all that stuff. But you know what? That you know, if we play that, someone could say, well, that could be anything. You know, they could say, oh, well, that could be anything. That could be your buddy out in the woods making a tree fall. That could, you know. So we don't want to open up those type of debates. So we may as well just, you know, it's interesting. It's good to keep in the files and in the records. But, you know, I'm not going to throw that out there, you know, and say, hey, this is a Sasquatch, because I don't know. I didn't see it. You know, but this particular call, Johnny, you were there, man. You heard it.
I heard it. That's a good indication of my invisible wall I told you about out there. Some nights I call it the invisible wall, but I just get the creeps. I have a feeling
let's talk about that.
We're not alone out there.
We were riding down there. When we were on our way down there, you turned to me and said, man, I got the creeps really bad. And I thought it was peculiar at the time. I'm like, well, you know, I really didn't. I thought, oh, well, that's, you know, you're just freaking yourself out. You're just scaring yourself. Didn't give it too much thought. But I do know this, and I told you this, where that audio that I just played, where that thing was howling from, was right where you said you got the creeps when we were on our way back there. The exact same spot.
Yeah.
And
yes, and the next night I didn't have the creeps and there was no activity.
That's right. So, and I told you, I said, Johnny, I said, I don't know, man. You know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know how it all works. Maybe in some weird way you might be more attuned to it and to what's going on. I'm not saying that Bigfoot is magical and you know, got these superpowers and shit like that. But you may be more attuned to certain things that are going on. I mean, hell, I'd love to take you on the ghost hunt, see how you do there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. I've never been on one of those before.
But, you know, I know there's a ton that we're leaving out. There's a ton, guys, that we're leaving out, and I was hoping to be able to get everybody called in tonight and be on, but, you know, we've got people who are sick, we've got people who had to work. You know, Brian Empey, I think, is at work, listening to us at work. Michael Hall is sick. David Ford's out of town. Hell, I even wanted to get Owen on, because he was out there, even though he was at a different location and we weren't aware of it, he was still out there at the same time. And I wanted to talk to him too and see what kind of things he was getting at the same time that we were getting things, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, he had a football game and you know, things, just, you know, normal everyday life things. And I understand how that goes. You know, I can't expect everybody to drop everything to be on, you know, on my show with me tonight. But that was the original plan. You know, I know it's just me and Johnny on here, and we played the audio, and we're saying all these things that went down. But believe me when I tell you that there are probably about, what, Johnny, 15 other people that can corroborate everything that we were saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least.
South Arkansas, that whole area, is... Yeah,
He's still there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same one or not, but there's still something there. There's definitely something there. And you know what? I got to thinking about it. Another thing, you know, if you watch the movie The Legend of Boggy Creek, first of all, guys, the movie is filmed in certain locations, meant to be creepy and mysterious looking. Falk, Arkansas, from what I saw, is a lot of fields, a lot of woods. There are areas that are swampy and look similar to the movie. But what I thought about, Johnny, on the ride home was, man, we should have walked down Boggy Creek.
Brian, he says he knows a better place than the side of the road where we stopped. So.
Yeah, he wanted to take me there. I think he wanted to go there Sunday. And I don't remember exactly. I was tired. I don't remember exactly why we didn't go. I think, you know, because I said, well, you know, I've seen. And Boggy Creek, guys, for those who don't know, Boggy Creek is small. It's not this huge creek. You could step across Boggy Creek. It's it almost looked like a runoff, you know, from a farm runoff, but it's a creek, and it runs for a good ways, and you know, I was remembering certain things from the movie that it always travels the creeks.
Yep.
And I was like, damn it, we should have walked down that creek. We should have walked that creek bed, you know. But it's one of those things.
Yeah, and it's like I said, we just didn't have time to do everything we could have done there. So that's why my team keeps going back. We have activity there, so we keep going back and trying different things and stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, I would love to get into a lot of those other areas too. And Owen, he was camped. I don't remember where he said he was camped, but he was camped somewhere else. I think Michael Hall knows. I'll have to ask Owen. But he said that he heard, because he asked me, he's like, look, he's like, Saturday night, about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, were you guys doing calls? I'm like, no, man. Saturday night, everyone was in their tents sleeping, snoring. I was the only one up by the fire. Nobody was doing any, you know, if I'd have done any calls, it would have woke you guys, and you guys would have heard it. So he said Saturday night, about 1, 2 o'clock, they heard some screams and shit. I mean, we weren't even call blasted. We only call blasted from about, what, 10 to 11 Saturday night?
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, now whether, I don't know, I haven't talked to him fully about it to see whether he caught any kind of... you know, recordings or audio or anything like that. But, you know, hell, we still got, and guys, it could be, we're not rushing on reviewing this audio because everybody's still kind of beat from it all. But eventually we'll get these audios done and get them out there, and we'll just label them, you know, Falk, Arkansas 2014 Expedition. And it'll just be added. And the audio that I played, I know it was, you know, there's a lot of crickets and background noise and kind of staticky. We're going to be working on getting that all cleaned up and taken care of. Johnny, you have a copy of it as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll work on getting that. Johnny, I'll send you my copy where I edited out the curse. Yeah, it was pretty wild, you know. I mean, dude, I didn't know what else. It just happened, you know. I didn't know what else to say. I was like, I knew what it was instantly. You know, and what was weird was when we first pulled up and it was happening right by us, I couldn't tell exactly what it was. But when it got further away, you know, that half mile or so, it was there. I mean, you couldn't mistake it.
And the funny thing about it was I left a recorder there that night when we left. And from then on, from time we left on, nothing. There was nothing out there.
So you did go over all that audio that you left when you left it?
Well, just looking at the, I put it on the gold wave and just looking at the sound waves, there wasn't anything.
Well, you know, I've used. This goes to my case that Mr. Johnny, it's a sponge, for the case that Mr. Johnny gave me from a mic. Leave it alone, please. No, you don't need to rub it. Go. So, you went over. Well, see, I've used that go away before, and I've noticed that you don't always see the spikes. You know, you can hear it, but it's at a distance. So you actually have to go in there, listen, and then go back and amplify it.
That's true, and I haven't listened to everything, but there was nothing major that stood out from the time we left until there after the sun come up. And I noticed some tapping sounds and stuff like that, but the sun was already up, so that could have been a bird or anything, I guess.
Well, see, that's what I was trying to say when we were at the camp. I mentioned it a couple of times, you know. You can go out there and you can put audio and leave it out there. Once in a blue moon, you might get something, but for the most part, your presence alone is what's making these things vocalize. Your presence alone is what's making them do the wood knocks, what's making them do the howls. You know, it's you being out there. That's what gets them riled up. That's what they don't like. So, you know, going out and setting recorders and leaving them out, you know, audio is fine. You know, you may get something, but all of my best stuff has been while I was out there. You know, their reaction to me. And I hope that came out right, and I hope that makes sense the way I meant for it to come out.
Yeah.
But anyway, I am beat. And Johnny, I thank you for coming on. And I thank you for expedition and the trip out there. That was great. It'll be something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And I'm beat. I'm looking at a full moon. I'm really wanting to get out there tonight and walk, but my body just ain't cooperating with me. So I do think that I will go and set a recorder out. You know, guys, don't get me wrong. Setting the audio out on its own is good because there's always that chance that you will get something. You know, but for the most part, I think they're reacting to us, our presence. You know. You never
unless they're ripping the audio apart or something.
You never know. I'd hate to, for example, I'm not saying don't continue to put the audio out. Keep doing that, because I would hate to not put an audio out and someone else put one out and catch something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just saying that, and I'm trying to word this without sounding. I'm just saying that if you really want good Sasquatch activity, if you really want good audio, you got to stay out there. You've got to do the walking around in the woods. You've got to be invasive. You've got to do that. And because that's the best. That's the best. And hell, you guys seen, man. I'm no fear, man. I'm all about going into those woods and stirring shit up, and you know, making things happen. I just love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, you saw I was biting at the bit from the moment I got there. I'm like, well, let's go. The hell with sleep. Who needs sleep? Sleep when you die. Shit. Yeah, I just love it so much, man. To me, it's kind of therapeutic. You know, because I don't do the large crowds. Yeah, well, you know this from, you know, you and I talking and me being there. I don't do the large crowds and you know, all that crap. To me, I'd rather be out in the wild, open, you know, whether alone or with a couple of people or whatever. I'd rather be out there doing this than in a large crowd, Walmart, all. They can keep all that crap, you know? So anyway, we're gonna wrap this up, and we'll be posting. Well, Brian Impey said he'd be able to call in about 15-20 minutes. Brian, I don't know if we can keep going for 15-20 minutes, man. I'm kind of feeling the burn right now.
Yeah, me too.
But we're gonna go ahead and thank you anyway, Brian. You know, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up for real, and get with you guys next week. We're gonna have Monsters Underground, Bill Brock and Jeremy Bates on, and that's sure to be a good show. And hopefully, myself, Johnny. I don't know if you'll be able to be on with me or not, but hopefully we'll both be well rested and back on our normal schedules by then.
Oh, next week, yeah, I'll be. I don't think I got nothing going. I'm on vacation, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know for how long, but yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome to join me, man. You know that.
Okay.
But, well, guys, thank you. Thank you again, Johnny, for calling in and.
No problem.
Helping me out here. We will be posting more, assuming we get more evidence. Oh, wait. I think we got Impey. Hold on a second. We got to get him on. It'd be rude not to. You can bear with us for a little bit longer, right, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
All right, what's up, brother?
Dude, let's just say I'm in an undisclosed location. I know you're cutting it short, but and I got to cut it short, too, but it was a great time, and I have mentioned this to Jeff Stewart and a couple other people. Like, I'll give it to you, Brian. I mean, when we're all like, oh, no, I'm good. Brian's like, hell, let's go. Let's go. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm tired. But again, it does fall back a little bit to the, I mean, I'm sitting here 20 minutes from the location that we were at, pretty much.
I know. You're so lucky, man, and you suck at the same time. Because you live right there.
But here's the deal. To back up everything y'all are saying, remember how the, I mean, gosh, I'm holding my hands in the air, the curse of Brian, whatever. When we went out and to our location by the wells and the containers and all that,
yeah.
Even my wife heard some stuff. She's like, oh, my God, you should have been here at the camp.
Yep.
I'm like,
back at camp.
Okay, well. Good for you, because I was over there, and that's the way it works, so yay. And I even go.
that was awesome. That was awesome that you got her to get involved like that, though, man. That's a first step, man. Because really, once it gets in your blood and under your skin, it's addictive as hell.
Yeah. And I even go, you know me. I mean, I love hearing it and all, and whatever. I'll do whatever with a smile on my face, but I mean, you're showing me all these things and all these recordings. I'm like, oh, my God. I get to the point where I'm like, forget it. Thanks. Because here you go again. It's all happening when I'm not there. So, anyway. if you want some great activity.
But you're still a part of it, man. You know, you got to remember that you're still a part of it. You know, I talked to Jeff Stewart yesterday. In fact, I was on the phone with him. You guys saw the picture I took of that tree that I was trying to describe to y'all that was wrapped horizontal. Well,
yes.
I was on the phone with Stewart when I was driving back there to take the picture, and we talked about it, and we talked a little bit about, you know, about the whole expedition and everything. And I mean, Jeff knows me, man. He's been on the. I've called Jeff in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm out there in the middle of the woods by myself. He knows. And I would have loved to get him out there with us. I really wish he could have made it.
He's going to be out of commission for a while. October 20th, I think he's getting surgery, and he's just going to be out. I mean, the rest of the year, he's pretty much done.
I'm right behind him, man. I got to have surgery on my shoulder again on the 23rd. So, yeah, I'm going to be in the same boat. And they're doing more extensive this time. They're actually going to cut my bicep muscle and reattach it. So, yeah, it's I'm gonna be right there. Me and him's going to be watching soap operas together, calling each other. Laying up on the couch.
Hey, man, fix the jaw up and go for it.
But Brian,
well,
man,
good
work.
I'm on.
I know y'all get a lot of listeners, Brian, but I think October 18th, 19th weekend, Jefferson, Texas, the Texas Bigfoot Research, well, the Texas Bigfoot Conference. And, you know, we're going to watch Willow Creek that night. We're going to watch a very extended trailer of Something in the Woods. All the buddies are going to be there. Lyle Blackburn, Nick Redfern, King Gerhard, John Kirk, Rob Riggs, I think. There's more that I'm missing. And then the Coup de Grace, the Boggy Creek Festival on the 24th, 25th, that weekend, down in the Falk Fairgrounds, Miller County Fairgrounds.
Oh, I know. I just don't think we can work up another camping trip this soon.
Well, unfortunately, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and post pictures about it because I'll be there for both of those.
No, hey, yeah. I mean, I'm glad to have met you guys and Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you and your wife for the hospitality on Sunday.
No problem, man. No problem.
That was great.
It was cool. Got me out of Mosin Grass.
I hear you. Well, guys, thanks for calling in. And, I think that's going to do it for the show. We're going to go ahead and wrap now. But definitely stay in touch. And Brian, did you have any kind of audio or anything going on out there? I think we lost him already.
Yeah, he may have cleaned up already.
But anyway,
I had that how he was talking about his wife heard while we were gone. We had set our audio out back there before we went.
Yeah.
So hopefully we got those on our audio.
I hope so too. There's a lot left to review, but like I said, everybody's trying to catch back up to speed the first couple of days. But it'll happen, guys. We'll, you know, whatever we get, we'll be posting it, you know, Onyx Knight's Paranormal Cryptid page, and we'll get it out there to you guys. But thanks for listening, Johnny. Once again, Thanks for calling in and being on, and we're going to wrap this up. You have a good night.
All right, you too, brother.
All right, bud. All right, guys, again, thanks for listening in. Tune in next week. Make sure you watch Monsters Underground tomorrow night. I'm not exactly sure which. I think it's Discovery, maybe Destination Truth, one of those channels. Tomorrow night, it's coming on. I've got all the information. I can't access it right now. But next week, they're going to be here on the show. We're going to be talking to them. We're going to be talking about tomorrow night's episode and the future of Monsters Underground. Tune in. It's sure to be a good show. And don't forget, here's the thing. I forgot to mention. The 23rd is when I'm having my surgery, so I probably won't be doing the show that night. It's a Thursday. I probably won't be doing a show on the 23rd. I'm sure all of you can understand why. But the following week, we're going to have Jeff Mudgett on here. We're going to be talking about Jack the Ripper, his great-great-grandfather, I believe, and how he's tied in with Jack the Ripper and the first serial killer in the United States. It's going to be a good Halloween, pre-Halloween show. I'm really looking forward to that. Tune in, check out our Facebook page, Onyx Knights Paranormal Cryptids, and we'll keep everything posted and keep you guys updated on what's going on. All right, everyone take care. Have a good night.